This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Okay, today we're going to start a new podcast series. One of these days I'm going to pick another book to go through. And I was looking through my old podcast, trying to find which books I've covered. And Nehemiah stands out, but I'm wondering if I've already done Joshua as well. I can't remember, but we're back in Joshua chapter 7, and it's topical. So I am praying about another book to go through. So we are going to discuss that little talked about subject of going through suffering, not because of what we've done, but because of what a work that God is doing or God is trying to do in those around us or for someone else specifically. And I don't know that people know that God might someday call you to go through suffering for the sake of somebody else, but there is that scripture about laying down our life for our friends. And it's actually a real test of whether or not we love our brother and sister. See, we've got America is a divorce culture, right? A move on from this click culture, a get out of that job situation culture. And I'm not saying that there aren't cases where, you know, this is or should be something that we do. I remember I had a job. I had two jobs at one time, and it was right before I got married. Job at JCPenney and a job at a high-end restaurant, or high-end for our town. And the boss was extremely, and I'm going to use it a label term, but it clearly identifies where she struggled. And she was a narcissist. She wanted everything. She was the type of, well, I don't know. I think this is just, it's just plain narcissism. I don't think there's, I don't know what types. I've never read a book on types of narcissism or anything like that. But I think one of the main components is that no one can exceed more than you. So your energy is spent knocking down the people around you. So I kind of always felt like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So sorry for that term, but I would literally wash the walls. When I would get a mop, I would get my cloth, I would wash the walls when I had nothing to do. I did not stand still. And it didn't matter because that was not how she operated. My point is, that was a situation, that was a job situation I did not need. I didn't need a second job. I was just working the second job. I needed a job, and I had another job because I was working two jobs. It wasn't necessary for my mental health. It wasn't necessary to keep that job. In hindsight, no, I wouldn't do it really anything different in hindsight. I don't think I would have ever won her over. I know that when I gave her my 2 weeks' notice in tears, her whole tune completely changed. She wanted to help me with my wedding. She wanted to give me some insights. It was like, I don't know if she realized or if it was another ploy to get things back under control. I don't know, but I did. I put in my 2 weeks notice and I was out. But there are some situations of suffering God is going to call you to and through. And I'm wondering if America or the Western Church is, if that is even on the radar to suffer for someone else. Maybe someone else we don't like. Maybe someone else we are 2 steps away from divorcing. Maybe someone else that isn't on our radar. Maybe we don't even know. Why are we going through this COVID? Why do my kids have to suffer? Why is all this happening? Why, you know, if you're like me and you have serious doubts about the agenda behind it, why must I bear this and suffer through this when I know a lot of it has everything to do with lies? Sometimes we are called to these things. We're called to bear these things. And in this case, in Joshua 7, the whole tribe of Israel suffered for one man. Okay, and I just want to back up a little bit. We are used to this sort of mode of operation with God. There's sin in the camp. Everybody suffers. But imagine the forward momentum. Imagine being in the place of the average, didn't break any laws, Israelite, thinks they didn't break any laws, Israelite, picking up their sword, going in faith to meet Ai. I'm going to read this. And to be slaughtered. To have to turn back. Put yourself in that place. I try to move forward. Most of the time I feel like I'm 10 steps back. And I've tried to make it my fault. I've gone to the Lord over and over. What am I doing wrong? Why won't this go forward? Why won't the blocks go in? I mean, Legoland. Why won't the blocks fit? I'm 3 steps forward, 20 steps back. Aside from the sin that could be in our life, there's also a strong, strong possibility that God wants to use your influence, not in a look at me, look at what I've accomplished. That's what you see all over Instagram and everything else. And this, you know, look at what I've accomplished. Now measure up. But in another way, a bearing up. This is way more attached yoke. This is way more come down a few notches to meet your brother or your sister. This is requires way more dying to ourselves. Because we're achievers, we thrive on achieving, and pop culture, media culture, social culture tells us that this is the way to look. The achievements must line up behind us. This is what we show people. This is how we validate. We're getting our validation from these things that we've done. Well, God says it's something else. It's loving. You want to validate you love God, and you love others. You want to validate your position in the body of Christ, you love God, you love others. We don't need any other validation than the cross. And the cross represents a lot of death. Death. For starting, verse 17, Jericho just fell. The city shall be under the 17 of verse of chapter 6. Joshua, let's start over. Joshua chapter 6, verse 17. The city shall be under the ban. It and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot and all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers whom we sent. But as for you, only keep for yourselves the things under, keep yourselves from the things under the ban, so that you do not covet them and take them some of the things under the ban, and make the camp of Israel accursed and bring trouble on it. There is a good amount of warning here. But all the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord. The priests shouted, blew their trumpets. Everything in the city was destroyed. Burned the city with fire. Rahab's rescued. Verse 26, chapter 6. Then Joshua made them take an oath at the time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and builds this city, Jericho, and the loss of his firstborn. He shall lay... It's by the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundation, and the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, one guy, and it's giving you these layers. And I can't help but think that it's a picture of how far deep God wants to do work. See, if it was just about conforming the people around you, just get yourself together and conform to the way here. We could go off on our great escapades, our great and fight our battle fronts and achieve all of our things. If what we are interested in is just everybody, just line up, just get it together. Just do the thing. Just be like us. And you'll do this, 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 and this. You'll have this, 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 and this. You'll achieve this, 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 and this. How many times? I mean, it's all over advertisement. Do this plus this equals perfect body. This plus this equals coolness factor. This plus this equals fame. This plus this equals money. This plus this, this plus this, this plus this, 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 line up. If God was interested in an outward show of our affection toward him, there's a lot he would put up with. In fact, it can just be overlooked. They did awesome. They did awesome, guys. They took down a whole city. Everybody in the bleachers. Woo! That's what our world wants you to see. Everybody in the bleachers and all the applause. But we have a word picture from the Lord coming at us. And what does it look like? This son of that son of that son of that son. This guy in the tribe over there. That one right there in the bottom of your heart. That is an issue. He's thorough. He's thorough. But what it takes for us, when we know we're not hiding things from God, we're not trying, we're constantly repenting for what He shows us. We've got a life of repentance going on. And why do I have to suffer for? Because it's deep. One of the main reasons is because it's deep. And conformity is not going to do it. Achievement is not going to do it. Lining up is not going to do it. Taking part in church is not going to do it. Showing up to Sunday school every Sunday is not going to do it. And so sometimes God is bringing us through a steep suffering because something is getting cleaned out by us bearing it. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Haven, east of Bethel. We just had Jericho behind our back. We're going to win this next one. They don't have a clue. It's next. This is next on the agenda. We're following the Lord. Our hearts are right with God. Let's go. And look what happens. Go up and spy out the land. Same thing. We got this. So the men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up." Oh, now they're like, "Oh, come on. We don't even go. We don't even all need to go. There's a village we're up against. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people go toil up there, for they are few." So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell on the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. These were men who were walking with God on their face for something they did not do. Do you feel this tear in your heart right now for what this world is going through around you? And you're like, "Lord, why is it on me?" That's exactly what Joshua starts asking. I am following. I am repenting. I'm not putting on a show in church. This is the real me. I'm not putting on a show with my family. I've done nothing to this person to deserve the treatment that I have gotten. How about that? Let's keep reading. Verse 7, chapter 7. Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why did you ever bring..." Now we're doubting everything, okay? Oh, how many times I've been here. in these last 2 years. Are you really? I mean, I had this promise, all these sets of promises. I mean, well, you hear people talking, it's the end of the world come fall and COVID comes back. Really? Really? Why am I going through all this horror? Why did you ever bring this people over Jordan only to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been willing to dwell beyond the Jordan. I'm okay with status quo. How many times have I told the Lord that? I'm okay. I'm okay with same, same. I do not want to stand out. I'm okay, Lord. I don't need this. I don't need to be on this path, bearing this. Turn off the email. Bearing this. No thanks. And the days keep coming, and the days keep going, and the days keep coming, and the days keep going, and the years keep coming, and the years keep going. Yes, I don't see you, but I see you in my mind's eye, bearing the burden in that relationship. In that marriage that you are convinced God does not, okay, I'm not on this earth to be happy. I got that figured out, but this is hard. This ain't no joke to stay married. Ain't no joke. Right? And I want to follow. I'm repenting. I'm trying to get the stuff right that you want me to get right. And days keep coming. The days keep going. And this has not gotten better. Are we willing? Are we willing in that moment to not doubt everything God's ever said to you? That's not option. Not be okay with status quo. Are we willing to press on? Peace out. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.